Now, as the tape was running out, I was about to say, what do you pound nails with?
Hammer.
All right, and you would say, I took the hammer and I... Instead of saying hit the nail, you might say, I blank the nail in.
I drove the nail in.
And it didn't get in far enough, so it has to be blank in further. It has to be...
I don't know exactly.
Using the same word, really. You say, I drove the nail in, and the nail has to be...
Hit again.
So that it will be, using a form of the word drove, it has to be...
So it will be driven.
Mm-hmm. And I will do what to the nail?
I will drive it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got to get these verbs in here somehow. Okay, here's another one. If there were a noise outside, I might ask you, did you...
Hear that.
Mm-hmm. And you would say, yes, I...
Heard that.
And I have already...
Heard it.
Okay, and if I ask you if you knew a person and you had never met him but you were familiar with his name, you would say, no, I don't know him, but I've...
I know of him.
We're using the word here that you we were using before. I don't know him, but I've...
I've heard of him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and if a friend came to town and you were asked if you had seen him yet, you might reply, no, I
haven't seen him.
And you might be asked, has your brother seen him yet? And you would reply, no, he...
He hasn't seen him.
Mm-hmm. Of something that you do every day, if I said, do you do it often, you would say, yes, I
do that quite often.
Okay, that's fine. Does he do it often? You would say, yes, he...
He does.
Mm-hmm. All right. if you gave a person his choice between two things, and he would tell you he just... blank seemed to care which one you give him. He just...
It doesn't make him any difference.
That's good. Mm-hmm. If you were not positive about something and I ask you, was it true, you would say, well, I'm not...
I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm sure you have used this word before, but we were talking about house. If there were several of them, you would say that you have lived in three different...
houses.
Mm-hmm. And I know you said barn earlier. Are there different types of barns?
Of course.
Well, can you name or describe them?
Well, some barns are just made to hold farm produce. Some barns have cow sheds and horse stalls.
Mm-hmm. So cow shed to you is inside a place inside the barn? Or
built,
is it?
On to the barn.
Uh-huh, I see.
It's being built on to the barn.
Mm-hmm.
And some barns have a lot around them.
Mm-hmm.
A place for livestock to walk around.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call a part of the barn or maybe a separate building used for storing corn?
We'd call it the crib.
Would it be a separate building or would it be in the barn?
It could be either way.
Okay. How about a building or a part of a building used for storing grain?
I never had any dealings with a grain.
Did you ever hear anything called granary or granary?
I've read the term many times, but...
How would you pronounce that?
Granary.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then the upper part of the barn is called the...
It's called the loft.
Mm-hmm. And if there was too much hay to get it into the barn, what might you call that...